Welcome to Kansas City Cannabis, where local roots and city pride thrive. Whether you're new or seasoned to cannabis, our expert bud tenders offer guidance and a welcoming atmosphere at our four KC locations. Experience genuine service and hometown heart. Visit kccannabis.org for more.
Every once in a while, we have to bring out the big dog.
Yeah.
Oh, God help us. It's time for Danny Unleashed. Sponsored by Easton Roofing, where integrity matters. Go to EastonRoofing.com for more.
Hour number two of the program begins here at the Kansas City Barbecue Store. We've got three more $20 gift cards to give away. We're doing it here at the Kansas City Barbecue Store. $20 gift cards to the Kansas City Barbecue Store are yours. The folks from Traeger are here. If you suck at the grill, if you're terrible around the smoker, well, now's the time. You can come in and get a great deal on a Traeger. Get a free cover and a bag of signature pellets at the purchase of any Traeger grill all weekend long here at the Kansas City Barbecue Store. Also, buy any two bags of Traeger pellets. Get a signature bag for free. So come on down and take advantage of those great deals.
I'm going to interrupt here for a second. Mm-hmm. Get your ass out here. I mean, it's a beautiful day. They're giving away samples. It smells great. I mean, the weather couldn't be better. I'm here. Soren's here. Rudy's here. What the hell are you doing? Get out of work. Making it, you don't want to work or you're not working right now. Even if you got to meet somebody for happy hour, you got time now. Have two happy hours.
Yeah.
Danny, it all sounded great until you.
Well, you can just ignore me if you like.
First of all, I love this store. I think the store is absolutely fantastic. It's everything you need. Whether they say, Wayne Simeon says it on the ads, whether you're just a beginner or a pro. And if you're a beginner and you want to get better, the guys here have so much knowledge and can help you out. And one of the great things I loved is when I bought my grill, I said, listen, here's what I'm looking to do. I'm an idiot. And they didn't go, all right, here's the mega, how you do that. Listen, this is what you need right here. This is get you going and running. So they really do. They take the time to listen to what it is you're trying to accomplish, and they'll steer you in the right direction for what's going to be right for you. But, I mean, like, this is where championship barbecue teams come to get their stuff. I mean,
right?
This is it. This is the spot, right? Because Joe's Kansas City Barbecue was originally a championship barbecue team before. Then they said, you know what? We do this so well. We win so damn many competitions. Why don't we open a restaurant? I know. How about in a gas station? And the rest is history. But their history and their lineage is being one of us.
Yeah. I used to live.
They're just better at it.
I used to live about 500 yards from the gas station. I was in there many, many times.
Oh, God. So good.
There was a liquor store in that thing, too. So.
Yes.
And it was about halfway to the radio station. Yeah. We both worked at.
Yes.
At the time.
Yes, that's right. That's right. You can come down. They've got sauces and rubs from all over the country, utensils, whether it's, flare down, which that's one of the things, I actually am one that will start a fire. I haven't for a long time, but that happened once. So I keep the flare down,
There you go.
But whatever you need. You think of it. If it's anything, I got to get a thermometer. I didn't do it during the break. I was talking to our buddy Detroit Derek was in. We were lamenting his Lions. Beautiful pink suit. Breast Cancer Awareness Week.
Yes, he was representing.
He was representing. Head-to-toe pink suit.
I've done that pink challenge before for the a couple of years ago where you wear pink every Friday.
You're not beating Derek.
No. I had socks and I had some things that were sort of like cheating.
Right.
Like a shirt with that was pink and white or socks that had some pink in them but he was all pink, man.
He was ready to go.
There's like man's wandering around with samples. What are you doing? Come on down here. It's easy to find. Anyway.
Everyone on your way home, man, if you're going by 119th and Strangline, get over here. Just swing by. Check out the samples. Check out the grills.
You can win, too.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Win a $20 gift card.
Right.
You get. There will be something here that you're like, yep, I need that. So let's go. Come on in and see us. Danny Klinkskill is with us. He's brought to you by our buddy Joe Spiker at Easton Roofing. I saw Joe last night at the U.S. Women's National Team game.
Great.
May have shared a beverage with the man.
Nil-niller.
I wish Korea didn't park the bus. I mean, and they parked it. If they could have gotten one goal, it would have opened it up. But
Right.
Alas, they couldn't. But it was still a good time. We took our daughters. My buddy Jason and I took our daughters. Had a great time.
I mean, those are heroes to millions of young women, and deservedly so.
Yeah.
I mean, just to really, I mean, obviously some people have some issues with things besides the soccer. But their soccer legacy for that group has been astounding.
Oh,
astounding.
It's been fantastic. Two-time World Cup defending champions. It's an amazing group, and it was a lot of fun out there. Packed house. We had, by the way, and so I mentioned Joe was out there, Easton Roofing. Give them a call today if you've got any questions about your roof. It's a beautiful day. It's not going to be so beautiful a little bit later on. And if you have that little bit of damage, you get some ice dams up there. All of a sudden, you got a lot of damage. You got a problem. Get a free inspection right now. Joe Spiker and his team, you can reach them at 913-257-5426. No payment collected until you're 100% satisfied. Find them online at eastonroofing.com. Do you think Kansas City, just your gut? I know neither one of us are on the inside. I hear some people say, no, Kansas City's not going to make it. I hear other people, Nate said, I think we're going to get it. I don't know. Is he just caught up in the euphoria, the emotion? What do you think? Do you think we're going to get it?
I think they have a good chance because of the geography, some of the infrastructure they have, the National Training Center, the enthusiasm of things like last night where, you know, you sell out the game for the women's national team. So I think that, you know, Kansas City still has issues that groups who come to town like FIFA take a look at. But the airport will be done. There will be that many more hotel rooms, which people always kind of scoff at like it doesn't matter. But when you're talking about, you know, this is an unbelievable enterprise. But since it's the only true Midwest hub, I think they have a chance. I'd put it at better than a 50-50 chance, but I'm never going to make it that high because, I mean, trying to figure out what FIFA's going to do
right. In
anything. I mean, they're going to play the next World Cup in Qatar or Qatar or however you want to pronounce it, which was just an absolute – it was – like organized,
moronic.
It was organized crime. I mean, well, it was. I mean, they were going to play it in a place where really not much of a soccer background. They had to move it already because it's 100 million degrees there. People were dying during the construction of, I mean, the politics and of the construction of the whole thing is just hideous. So given that, you just never really know what is going to go on as far as FIFA's concerned, but I do think there's a good chance. And it's not like you're talking about – we're talking about some of the games. I mean, there's, what, 16 sites or something? I mean, there's going to be a lot of sites across North America.
Yeah, 11 – there'll be 16, 11 in the U.S. Right. I don't remember if it's 2 in Canada and 3 in Mexico or 3 in Canada and 2 in Mexico, but 5 in Canada and Mexico combined. So,
right.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of places. And you mentioned the hotel rooms. I had somebody say, well, like, hey, we have Chiefs games. Like, how many hotel rooms do you need? I'm like, well, yeah, but Chiefs fans go to Chiefs games.
Right.
And this is going to be multiple teams that will be playing here.
Right.
And their
it's
whole
probably
fan base
85%. Maybe that might even be low. You know, 80% of the crowd will be from other countries.
Yeah.
We don't know. You know, there'll be games. If they get it, there'll be games here that the United States is not involved with. There might be times they're not here at all. I'm sure they're going to play a game here, but you can't be sure.
No, you can't be sure.
You can't be sure with that many sites. So they may never play here.
I think they are guaranteed to play in the U.S.
Right.
But I don't think they'll be like
right. But with 11 sites, you don't play that many games.
Yeah.
I mean, so yeah, I don't. That was bad. Bad.
I was wondering where you're going
by me.
With that,
yeah, we're definitely going to get the United States here for one of their maybe four games.
Yeah, right.
If they're lucky.
Is there four in pool play and then you got to advance? Three in pool play.
Yeah.
Rudy told me there was one. I don't know what that was all about. He's fired up the one finger in the middle, and I was like, I think there's more than one. But anyway, three games in pool
play. It wasn't like the Champions League where you play, you know, 8 million games before you actually play knockout soccer, so.
I wouldn't mind it if it's
no.
going to be in our country.
No, that'd be fantastic.
They are taking more teams now than ever. They expanded how many?
Well, there is some talk, and we probably want to move on to the Chiefs before people come in and throw things at us like food. But FIFA, here's another brilliant FIFA maneuver. They're talking about a World Cup every other year, and they floated that idea, and most people hate it, but that doesn't mean that, and it's just purely for money. One of the things that makes it special is because it is every 4 years.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah. We're talking to Danny Kleegscale. It's Danny Unleashed, brought to you by our friends.
By the way, just to wrap up this particular thought, today's Kansas City profile presented by Easton Roofing is Seth Sinovic, the former Sporting Kansas City player, and
Notre Dame. Didn't he go to Notre Dame?
He went to Creighton.
I nailed it.
Matt Beisler went to Notre Dame.
Nailed it. I thought they both went to Notre Dame.
Yeah, they were child. They played a lot together as on youth teams in Kansas City. Okay. So it's a great conversation, and he is a big fan of the program and a big fan, apparently, of Danny Unleashed. So he says,
really?
I'll be looking forward to listening to Danny Unleashed. We taped it yesterday, so it's up there today.
Sure, he wasn't lying?
He seems like an honest man, but everybody would bread your butter occasionally. You know,
I'm a huge Seth Sinovic fan.
Yeah.
And
I mean, his tenacity, and it's a great story because virtually every year they brought in somebody to take his place.
Yes.
And
every year I would be going, just put Seth Sinovic back out there. I always felt like why, Peter, why are you so hard? Are you trying to replace Seth Sinovic? The guy does his job.
Right. So he ended up doing his job every time.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's great fun conversation.
You know, we spent all day yesterday talking about FIFA and how great it was, and Danny's tried to erase all that in 8 minutes.
Well, we weren't saying FIFA was great. We were saying getting the World Cup was great.
Yeah.
And I intentionally, since FIFA was in town yesterday, was not talking about FIFA.
Right. Well, they're not in town anymore.
I mean.
And the truth hurts. I mean, it's fine. I mean, you know.
What do you want me to do? Leash him?
I was actually being nice.
I know you were. I'm just.
I mean, you could really. Let's stop.
How about those Chiefs, huh?
Yeah, let's talk about those Chiefs.
You like them against the Titans?
I do, but...
I like them, and I like them big.
Yeah, see, I don't know if I like them big. You know what?
Is it because you're mostly a coward?
No, is your expertise better based on the fact that you've picked the Chiefs every single week, and you're 2-4?
Have you sniffed that one out?
Yeah. Let's put it this way. If somebody is going to walk away in this game, it's the Chiefs. And if the Chiefs keep their noses clean, they should win the game. But we've got almost a half a season of the Chiefs not keeping their noses clean. We've had games where the Chiefs have – I hear everybody saying, well, they're going to score 45, they're going to do this. The Chiefs have had a game this year where they had 7 possessions. Well, last I checked, even 7 times, you know – 7 times 7 is 49, but, I mean, you got to be perfect there. They had another game where they had one turnover and 6 touchdowns, and that was the 7 possession game, I believe. So, I mean, the prescription for Tennessee is to get probably more than 1 turnover, a couple field goals, and you hold the Chiefs to 31 and you outscore them.
Yeah.
And I think that can happen. I liked what you said about Derrick Henry. You know, stuff the box, run blitzes. If he busts one for 75, which he certainly is very capable of doing, at least it didn't take any time. Because the worst thing is for them to have one of those drives where they convert 3rd and 1 5 times. And they have a 14-play drive, and the quarter's gone.
Kay, how did you edit? Is my question in there with Thornhill?
Let me see. I think there's a follow up in there. I think you asked 2 questions of him, right?
Yeah, I asked him.
Your question, no doubt, was longer than
number 3.
Answer.
Should we try 3? Do you think it's in there?
I think I cut the first part out, but there's a follow up in there where you ask him something else, and that's in there.
All right, let's see if we get this. I asked Juan Thornhill how much it takes, out of a player to face Henry and how important it is to get him off the field so that they don't have to, you know, tackle him 30 times.
I mean, we just got to come in and just be 100% on our assignments, be fundamentally sound, being in our gaps, and doing our job. And I feel like everything else will play out because, I mean, you know, he's going to make plays. Like, it happens to everyone. Everyone in the league is real athletic. Everyone can make you miss it. Any given time, they can run hard, they can make, and they can score whenever. But the biggest thing is just being fundamentally sound and just playing your game.
All Are you like, listen, I think self-preservation should take over. You should get the hell out of the way of a guy who's 250 pounds and runs that fast, right? Like, I mean, me, that's what I would do, look for a place to hide. Do you look at it and say, all right, it sucks, but here we go, right? Or do you get into a mindset where, like, you don't even have those kind of thoughts?
The thing with me, I feel like I'm different from, like, a lot of other guys. Like, whenever I got a big opportunity to make a play, like, so, hint somebody like Derrick Henry that's 200 and, I don't know, let's just say 250 or something like that, and I'm over here at 200 pounds, like, I just know I got to bring it a little bit more. I got to want it a little bit more than he does. I mean, yes, he has 50 pounds on me, but at the same time, I feel like if you have that heart and desire to make that tackle, you will every single time.
You know, there are guys, right, I go back to, even though Frank Gans ended up, you know, kind of being a fraud on some of his military stuff, there's a great NFL Films line where he said, I go back to what the 151st Airborne said or whatever. He said, bravery is not being unafraid. Bravery is being afraid and going anyway. And, you know, I thought that was a great way of describing something. And I think in the NFL, you know, there are two types of players. There are brave players. I think Juan Thornhill's brave. He understands the physics. He understands this could suck. So he's saying, well, I got to ramp it up more. He understands the challenge. But then there's guys like Dale Carter who are just insane. Don't understand the physics. Dale Carter would go up and, you know, take on Christian Okoye head on in practice and get run over and was stunned at what had happened. Like, couldn't believe he didn't just blow somebody up. I mean, I believe that the Buffalo Bills safety on the 76-yard run made a business decision and took a bad angle on purpose because he said, I ain't taking him on head up.
Well, it makes me think of, it's not the greatest show in the world, but I watch it a lot, is Get Up on ESPN because I'm working out then. But I like
ringing endorsement.
I like some of the people they have on.
They have moments, I agree. Yeah.
Dominique Foxworth is quite good. But he's so honest. He said the issue isn't necessarily that you're worried about your personal safety. You're worried about getting embarrassed, that your boys are going to talk, they're going to make fun of you, that you're going to get trucked and you're going to get embarrassed. It's not the physical aspect. You're out in the open field with that man, and I don't want to be there because he's going to embarrass me. He's going to take away my manhood. You know, I mean, and that's what you're worried about, because the physics is there. You know, just think about it. If you know, that 200 pounds, that's a pretty big man. Well, he's 80% of the man that that Derrick Henry is. So, I think that my biggest fear about this game is really what I think that the Titan passing game could do to the Chiefs if they're just gung-ho. We are just, you know, first, last, and forever, we got to stop Derrick Henry. And they just get play action to death, because Tannehill's capable of that. He's no bum.
No, I agree with you. I just feel like they're going to hammer away with him.
Yes, they will continue to hammer away, but that still leaves a lot of plays to throw the football.
It does, and I think, and they can still beat you. I mean, 3rd and 10 is not automatic,
right?
You know, puntville, right? Like, it, you know, they're a very good offensive team if everybody's healthy. We know, you know, AJ Brown's battling things. Julio Jones is battling things. My deal is, I don't want my defense to have to tackle him 30 times, because somewhere about after the 15, 16, 17 tackle, particularly if it's your secondary that's having to do it, they ain't covering anybody. Like, if they're getting their ass kicked all over the field by Derrick Henry, and then it's like, here comes AJ Brown, and now run with him and bring him down, then that's when the big plays happen in the passing game. That's why I say it's not the worst thing in the world if you give up a big run. Like, don't panic and freak out. It's 7 points is 7 points. Okay, but I don't think 80 yards is 80 yards. One run, okay, it sucks. You can even come back and be like, we just got to clean this thing up and we're fine. But, like, just being mutilated and mauled 15 yards at a time down the field with defensive backs being dragged across – you know, I don't think that that's something. Thank you. The samples have arrived. I don't think that's something that you want to deal with. So
no, and well, he's made What's the figure I saw in, I think it was Sam McDowell's article today, or somebody's article in the Star. He's gained 500 and something yards after contact, which is about as good as the second ranked rusher in the league, period. So, I mean, nobody can tackle the man. So, I mean, the biggest issue is getting a lot of people to the football, and what we've seen for the Chiefs against the run is bad tackling because it's been one guy who's been trying to make a tackle, and he looks like a fool. Well, he's going to look like a double fool this time if they don't have – you got to have three or four guys there. I mean, that's the important thing.
And isn't there – there's nothing
and also, that creates, you know, a group enthusiasm too.
Yeah. There's nothing worse than being a double fool, I've found. You know, the old double fool. That guy's a
fool.
Double
me
fool.
Once.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back here, Danny Klingseal. Danny Unleashed. You can see his great work at DannyKlingseal.com. He's brought to you by our friends at Easton Roofing. Many lenders, many different financing options for you. That means you save. Most roofing companies have only one. That's not how it works with Easton Roofing. They'll educate you about every possible solution. Maybe a repair is all you need. Find out right now. Call Easton Roofing today at 913-257-5426. Find them online at EastonRoofing.com. Find the Kansas City Barbecue Store at 119th and Strangline. Great deals going on right now at the Kansas City Barbecue Store on the Traegers. Come check out the Traeger grills. Get a free cover and a bag of signature pellets with the purchase of any Traeger grill. Also, if you buy any two bags of Traeger pellets, get a signature bag for free. They are handing out samples. It's got a dessert sample here. Come on down and check it out. 119th and Strangline Road. Now until 6 o'clock, they've got the Traegers smoking on the sidewalks. You can get some free samples and ask any and all questions. The Traeger professionals are here all weekend long. Take advantage of the deal on the Traeger grills. It's at the Kansas City Barbecue Store, 11922 South Strangline Road, right across the parking lot from Joe's Kansas City Barbecue.
The program with Soren Petro.
Do you like the left tackles that are available in this draft?
Yeah, I like them a lot.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, the Joe's Kansas City Barbecue burnt end of the hour answer. Only two players have had more 45-point games after their 33rd birthday than Steph Curry, who now has six. I asked for both because I think one's pretty easy.
One's pretty obvious. You think Michael Jordan people would get?
Yeah, I think MJ with 11 would be an easy one. The one in between them I thought was interesting.
Danny? Hang on, Rudy, which one is he on? We got a new equipment, so you know I'm not qualified.
There I am.
There's
I
Danny.
Go.
Michael Jordan, 33 year older, 45-point games. Steph Curry has six. That's the third most ever. Who are the two that have more? Michael Jordan has 11. There's somebody who has eight.
I'll try.
I'm not guessing because I actually gave Curtis this question.
Yeah.
I'll try Elgin Baylor.
Not a bad guess. Not a bad guess.
But not. But
you want to try one, Rudy? 45-point games. Where's Beards?
Beards actually is at Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. He sent out a tweet that said, I just saw the person in front of me order four bags of fries at Joe's Kansas City to go and nothing else. And I'm not even surprised.
Yeah, yeah. 45, you're wrong, by the way.
Right, I
figured age 33 or older. Steph Curry's had six. Michael Jordan's had 11. Who's the other one that has more than Steph with eight?
Karl Malone.
That's a really good guess.
Give me a uniform number 30.
Who?
Uniform number 30 plays.
No, he's not that old.
Mostly in the 80s.
Number 30?
80s and into the 90s.
Soren, why didn't you point out that Curtis was too lazy to do his job?
Marv Albert might have called his name once or twice.
Curtis actually, yeah, Marv Albert called his name quite a bit. University of Tennessee, I'll give it.
Bernard King.
I think
Bernie
people
and Ernie.
Don't forget or don't know what an offensive show, I mean, how good he was scoring in the 80s. That dude could fill it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could fill up a courtroom, too.
Now he could fill up a to-go order as well, because I saw him with the ceremonial first tip at the Knicks game, and Bernard has not missed a meal. Neither have I. No, but, right. You know, just saying. You know,
just saying. Well, it was an unbelievable stat from last night's game. He has now scored 40-plus with 8 three-pointers 40 times.
Oh, it's insane.
And next in line with 16 is James Harden.
Wow.
Wow.
So he's got more than double.
Before the Laker game, there was a video of him. He shooting in warm-ups, shooting 4 shots from basically the center court logo and just swish, swish, swish. Yeah, and I quote-tweeted it, and I said, best shooter ever. And someone goes, you realize that wasn't in a game, right? And I'm like, you realize he's played in actual games. And,
he just had 45 with 8 three-pointers.
The best shooter of all time, right? He says, his response was, yeah, I do. I watch the NBA all the time.
Then you wouldn't have.
Well, then where's the snark?
Not very well.
Where's the snark?
You're not watching it very closely.
Draymond Green said, I saw him. I watched. We were shooting before the game. He never missed one. So I said, well, I'm feeding him today.
There's a difference between staring at your laptop while the game's on in the background and actually watching the game. Try consuming the game, sir.
Or just come back with a suggestion for somebody else.
Yeah, who's better than?
Now it is an unusual argument because he's just stretched the boundaries of what people will do. I think there's other people who may have had the capability of doing what he does. They just didn't try.
But I think that's true of all sports.
Someone's
got to push the envelope, and right? Once the envelope is pushed, they follow through. Yeah. We'll take that. There we go.
I mean, he truly is the Babe Ruth of three-point shooting.
All right. Enough about Steph Curry. Listen, the guys from Traeger are here at the Kansas City Barbecue Store.
That dessert thing looked ludicrous. I don't know what it was.
It was like a brownie. What was it? What was the triple chocolate? Triple chocolate brownie, you said, with candied pecans. They make the brownie in the Traeger.
Right.
Which the flavor is phenomenal. The candied, what were they, pecans? Awesome, and then a little vanilla ice cream. It was out of this world. I'm about to sample both kinds. This is called a what? A pig shot. So there's like a sausage on the bottom, then the bacon is wrapped around it, which creates like a shot glass. And then one of them is like a jalapeno cheesy thing on this side, and then on the other side is a mac and cheese.
Remember when at the start of the show I said, why the hell aren't you out here?
Yes, get here.
I mean, these samples, that would be free.
So the guys,
if you ate those two things, not you.
If you did, you're done for dinner.
No, I mean, that and the dessert.
Oh, my God.
That's dinner.
Listen, right I went there. Outside looking for the guys because I'm like, who made this? This was like, I didn't even want it. I even told
myself.
Who
thought of it?
Well, I got it, and I was hoping it was going to be meat. And I'm like, oh, damn, it's a dessert. This kind of sucks. I was like, yeah, I'll give it a try. And I was like, oh, my Lord, this is the greatest dessert I've ever had.
Well, who can't get into something called a pig shot?
They were showing me how on their
favorite Billy Joel song, by the way.
You can control the grill from your phone. It has an app on your phone. And so you can be like smoking a brisket. They're showing me, like, this brisket's here. Here it is on my phone. And you can control the temperature or whatever's going on. Or you can be like, hey, you know, if you run out to do things and, you know, like.
Or if you're a Jed, you could be smoking something else and then just be smoking on the grill, too.
Hell yeah. You got to get hungry somehow.
Yeah. Multitasking smoking.
You need to come out here this weekend. They've got great deals going on the Traeger grills. If you get one, get a free cover and a bag of signature pellets with the purchase of any Traeger grill. Also, buy any 2 bags of Traeger pellets, get a signature bag for free. But I'm going to tell you, get here this afternoon. They're going to be here till 6, and they got samples out there, and the guys are unbelievably knowledgeable. They will tell you everything you need to know, and you will. We're now getting a Traeger grill at my house. I'm in because they were showing me all the things, all it can do, and I'm like, even a moron like me can make this happen. So it is phenomenal. I cannot wait to try these. I'll try this in the next break, and I will come out and I will give you a review. Great guys, too. So come on out and say hello. Don't be shy. They're giving everybody all the tips they need. You know, even like annoying people, they've even been nice to them, you know, which I think is incredible.
So if you fancy yourself annoying, come on out.
By.
You're good. You're good.
No, there's just one guy who was just peppering them, and they're like, yeah, just answer
sure.
all questions. I'm like,
sure.
All right. Danny Klinkscale is with us from DannyKlinkscale.com. It's Danny Unleashed, brought to you by our friends at Easton Roofing, Joe Spiker and his great team at Easton Roofing. Joe, he for a grill out. Joe should come by.
He's very proud of his grilling prowess.
Come on by. Let's see it, Joe. Prove it. Serving the entire Metro.
Come out and get a pig shot, man.
Included. Yeah, get a pig shot. I'm going to give it a shot here in a second myself. I like the Chiefs. Who are you picking? Are you picking the Chiefs?
I am picking the Chiefs because I feel like there's enough things that have to go wrong for them in order for them not to get to a level of points that I think will get them the win. But I do think that this game is really dangerous from the standpoint of re-exposing all the things we were worried about, because I don't know if much was solved by the win against football team. I think it's always nice to get a little dose of confidence and throw a zero, but the quarterback sucked. He was awful. Heinicke was awful in that game. I mean, he refused to throw the – I mean, that was Todd Collin-esque, how he refused to throw the ball anywhere but to his backs.
Yeah, but
he was compromised by his defensive line, and the Chiefs did create an uncomfortable pocket. I'll give him that. But he showed me – I had seen him in some highlights where I said, you know, this guy's got some spark and everything. He looks like he's okay. I thought he was dreadful in the game. So that mitigates my opinion of how the Chiefs perform, but I never think it's a bad – you can only play who you're playing against.
Right.
And what they know and in their minds is we made a couple of changes defensively and we shut them out in the second half. But they could just get kicked in the teeth here in the first, you know, 20 minutes of the game. And the worst scenario is the one not where they give up a 75-yard run. It's where they give up 8, 7, 8.
I agree.
7, 6. You know, it's second and two and second and one on every play, which creates big problems from the standpoint of on second and one or two, they know they can make a first down on third downs, so then they can play action and throw and kill you that way. So that's my worry. The Chiefs get 25 minutes of possession. They only get 7 or 8 possessions, and they kick a couple field goals and get one turnover, and they can't get to the point total they need. That's the worry, but I think that they can overcome that, because I do agree with a battered secondary and everything else. And when the Chiefs haven't turned the ball over, they've at times just looked like, why should we even bother trying to stop them? Why don't we just give them 7 points and take the ball back?
One of the things I'm excited about, I'm not excited. I like Anthony Hitchens, the guy, but I do think, you know, at that cap number, he's kind of a killer right now for the team, you know, as far as adding talent. But I also am not sure that he can get from A to B the way he needs to. He grades very poorly on Pro Football Focus. I'm excited. He's didn't practice again today. And so, to me, you know, Andy Reid said on, was it Wednesday? He's like, yeah, they'll all play. They'll all play. I hope they all don't play. I hope who plays is Willie Gay on the outside. And if you're going to be in nickel, Willie Gay on the outside and Nick Bolton on the inside. And to me, if you're going to stop Derrick Henry, you need fast running backs that are going to arrive with a thump. If Ben Neiman does not arrive with a thump, Anthony Hitchens does not arrive with a thump, those guys need to play.
Well, there's probably a little young and dumb there, too.
Maybe.
You know, and trying to prove a point,
yeah.
and not caring, not making business decisions out there.
Whatever the reason, who
right?
cares? That's
yes.
why you play those guys.
Right.
And
right.
I think that, you know, two things occurred. Juan Thornhill got on the field, and they played well as a defense. I think that's important for the future of this team. But I also think the other thing that's important is the fact that they get the linebackers out there. And when Hitchens went out, he only played 11 snaps. It meant they had to play the young guys. Now, they still played Ben Neiman, in my opinion, more than they should have. But if you can get Nick Bolton and Willie Gay out there and be successful against the Titans, like if they have a good defensive day and Tennessee, you know, only put 16 or 19 points on the board that held the field goal, so the red zone defense works, and they hold them under 20 points, and they do it without Anthony Hitchens, there's no going back, is there? There shouldn't be anyway.
No, there shouldn't, but I think we've seen the history of Steve Spagnuolo as he really does like veteran players. I mean, that's his history, plain and simple. And so he does kind of have to be dragged kicking and screaming to that point. Well, maybe that'll do it, because nobody likes to be pantsed, no matter whether it's their preference that Dirty Dan Sorensen is out there or Anthony Hitchens or some guy who is going to be in the right place even if he gets there late. But, you know, there's got to be something to the fact, you know, I've said this before, I don't think that football coaches are probably as brilliant as they think they are, but they're not stupid, and there had to be some reason Juan Thornhill was cooling his heels on the bench all the time, and it probably was the fact that he routinely in practice or whatever wasn't in the right place, and that almost has to be it. because he clearly isn't as physically talented as Dan Sorensen.
So make it easier for him to get to the right place because he makes a freaking difference.
Right. And, you know, simple as simplify that. Some things a little bit. I know that goes against the grain of what you do and you like to, but he already has to go to plan B so often with this defense anyway. You know, in his salad days of the best times he ever had as a defensive coordinator, he had, what was it, the NASCAR package, and he had four guys in the defensive line who could rush the quarterback, and they never had to blitz, mm-hmm. which is a defensive coordinator's dream. Well, they can't do that. The Chiefs never can get to the quarterback with just a four-man rush. So he has to go to something that he's uncomfortable with, which is, I mean, I don't think he's uncomfortable with blitzing. I think he's uncomfortable with blitzing as a staple, and it's not any kind of surprise. So, I'll color me surprised if the Chiefs do have a good defensive day, but I still will lean to the fact that they can overcome that.
Yeah, I think your offense is not going to turn the ball over every time. And if you don't, you're going to move the ball. Like, they're not going to be forcing punts on the Chiefs. So they're going to move the ball. And I think that's the key, up and down the field and force the Titans to try to go up and down the field with them. I mean, I think it's going to happen. The question is, do the Chiefs turn it over?
You know what the Chiefs need to figure out? If Harrison Butker can punt. Because the punter is becoming the most overpaid. Now you got to find somebody to hold because the punter always holds. But Butker could punt. I mean, because there's many games where Townsend's not going to punt.
Well,
you got to pay him.
You brought it up. I will tell you that they're getting to a point where they're going to have to make a decision on him because he's not punting well, and I don't think he's ever held well. And everybody poo-pooed it when Butker is missing kicks last year. I've talked to some people who have said, yeah, there's a problem with the holds. And so
why
is he on the team?
Agreed. And he chipped in that disastrous second quarter with a shank. I tweeted this out then. How close did Tommy Townsend come to missing the ball on that punt? Real damn close.
Yeah.
I mean, he almost whiffed. He caught like two toes. I think he had two toes on the ball when he punted it.
Go to DannyKlingscale.com to check out Danny's new book, How to Punt, by Danny
Not with
Klingscale.
Two toes.
Yeah, don't use two toes. Use the whole foot. We'll take a break. We are at the Kansas City Barbecue Store, 11922 South Strangline Road. It's right across the parking lot from the Joe's Kansas City Barbecue, right here at 119th and Strangline. The Traeger guys are here answering your questions, cooking up some samples. I'm going to dive into them during this break, some more samples that are here. Check it out. Beautiful day. They're out on the patio right here in front. Is that a patio or sidewalk, I guess?
It's more like a sidewalk.
Sidewalk, yeah. Right here.
But they have a nice tent. Get under there.
Yeah. They'll be here till 6 o'clock. The weather is spectacular. The food is incredible. It's here at the Kansas City Barbecue Store. Find them online at thekansascitybbqstore.com. Take advantage of the great deals on the Traegers. They are out of this world. I mean, it's technology plus the best at prepping food that's come together with these Traeger grills. I am going to get me a Traeger grill here very soon. This week, you can only get a free cover and a bag of signature pellets with the purchase of any Traeger grill. Also, buy any two bags of Traeger pellets. Get a signature bag for free. Come check it out. Sample it before you buy it here at the Kansas City Barbecue Store.
The Program with Soren Petro.
I've had about enough of this crap. I'm leaving.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Here in the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB, Danny Unleashed with Danny Klingscale, brought to you by our friends at Easton Roofing. Joe Spiker and his great team at Easton have got you covered. Give them a call today. Get an inspection, free inspection right now, commercial and residential jobs, roofs, gutters, insulation. Easton Roofing at 913-257-5426, EastonRoofing.com. Talking with the Traeger guys out front here at the Kansas City Barbecue Store. The beauty of that app is, like, you start the meet, and then you go to the kids' soccer game or football game. You can monitor everything that's going on and where it is. This is the next step for grilling. Your chance to stay on top of everything while you're not even on top of it.
Pretty amazing.
It is
pretty
really cool.
Amazing. Got to decide this evening whether I break out the rainbow Astros jersey for a sixth game rather than a completely deciding seventh game.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what's good luck or not. Maybe just put the excuse me.
You okay? Holy cow.
I didn't even have a pig shot.
I had two pig shots, and they were spectacular. I love the spicy one. I could, out of this world, too.
I could, you know, just set the blue helmet there or the orange helmet. I have one of each.
Because you're a nerd.
Yeah. I still can nerd out a little bit on the Astros.
Nice. I can.
I still can do it. And, you know, I'm never going to feel good. They were in this same position against the Nationals and didn't get it done. So I'm a little – these division championship series have been – very strange because they are been compelling games for a little bit, but almost every game end up being a blowout.
Yeah.
So, in the end, I think we're probably maybe poised for a couple of tight ones. By the way, is there anybody who's really kind of more fun to watch with a bat in his hands right now than Chris Taylor? I mean, just that little fiddly thing he does before he hits, and then it's hitting bombs, and he looks like, you know, me. Kind of. I mean, he's built.
Yourself way too much credit.
He's not a big guy at all.
No.
And he just throws everything into his swing, and there she goes. I'm no Dodger fan, but the Dodgers kind of remind me of the Yankees, the great Yankees teams when Jeter and Rivera. You didn't like the monolith that was the Yankees, but the guys on the team, there was nothing really to hate about them. You didn't like the Yankees, but you're like, well, Paul O'Neill seems like a feisty little guy I can get into, you know, and Rivera seems like a classy guy, and this guy's all right. And
Paul O'Neill was not a feisty. He was neither little nor feisty. He was bigger than you think, and he was insane. Right. He wrecked many a toilet with a bat in a dugout.
But I think the Dodgers are kind of the same team. You can't dislike Corey Seager there. I hate Corey Seager. What? You know, Justin Turner? You know, he's a ginger. How do you hate a ginger? And Chris Taylor seems like the most modest and nicest guy, and the manager is a good guy. But, you know, who wants to root for $300 million payroll either? So,
not me.
Well, Justin Turner is kind of an idiot, Danny, too.
Well, I do agree that I don't like when a guy goes trotting back out on the field with no mask when he's been told just before to do it. But he seems like a nice enough guy anyway. But that being said, Braves, get the job done, will you?
Yeah.
Get their butts out.
You do not want to face the Dodgers.
I don't want to. And the Braves are very good, and Freddie Freeman's found his stroke again, so look out.
I did hear Dave Roberts said that if the Dodgers do make the World Series, they're going to pitch Max Scherzer in every game.
Well, what we've seen is that throwing these starters for these little relief stints, they've been bad in their next start. It's happened to three different guys in these two series. So we'll see tonight whether Eovaldi has anything for the Astros. So.
Yeah, I hope not. I want the Astros to advance just to tick off most people. And I'm rooting for you,
well,
Danny.
There you go. Very nice.
Check out Danny's great work at DannyClinkscale.com. Check out the incredible Traeger Grills. They're here at the Kansas City Barbecue Store. Come talk to the experts. They'll be here till 6.
For a end of the hour question. Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue in Olathe, Leawood, and the original in the gas station at 47th and Mission.
Well, the aforementioned Chris Taylor, one of two players to hit 6 postseason home runs at Dodger Stadium. Who's the other? Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue.